it is acknowledged that a price differential arises in retail sales of coal between the state and Northern Ireland owing to the lower VAT rate, the absence of a carbon tax and much less stringent environmental standards applying to solid fuels in Northern Ireland. I should say that the revenue staff have participated in a number of joint operations with local authorities, solid fuel inspection teams, with a view to checking for compliance across several tax headings, and are currently actively engaging with local authorities with a view to participating in future joint operations. The solid fuel carbon tax is not an import duty. It applies when solid fuel is first supplied in the state, and neither the movement of solid fuel into the state nor its storage in the state generate a liability. Just around your question around legislation to empower revenue to prevent smoky coal being brought into the state from Northern Ireland, solid fuels, including all types of coal, as you know, are not subject to the EU-wide control and movement regime. Under the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union, a member state may not apply any barriers to the free movement of solid fuel into the state from other member states, including Northern Ireland. So while revenue cannot prevent smoky coal entering the state under tax law, local authorities, as I said, have significant powers under environmental law, which is the new solid fuel regulations, to enforce the legal provisions aimed at preventing the marketing, the distribution, the sale and the use of smoky coal in the state.